This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Monday, July 9. Blessed. Our reading comes from Matthew chapter 5. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven, for in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. I often do my studying and sermon writing at local Starbucks, and every once in a while I take a moment to watch people. In a coffee shop like this, one often sees hip-looking people buying expensive drinks and pastries from millennial baristas. But sometimes something happens that sort of flips the script a bit. A homeless man walked in today and asked for some water. Everyone looked uncomfortable. He got his water, meandered around for a bit, and left. Then everything went back to normal. In his teaching to the crowds, Jesus often flipped the script, saying and doing things that were not expected. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are those who mourn. Blessed are those who are persecuted. This makes no sense to our normal way of thinking, and most of it makes us uncomfortable. But faith isn't formed in comfort. It's formed when challenged, and when we aren't allowed to sit smugly in our preconceived notions about people and the world around us. Faith is formed when Jesus looks at a crowd of people and points out that the ones who are blessed are those who realize they are not self-sufficient, but depend totally on God. When we wake up to that realization, we are blessed as well. Though we don't deserve it, God's blessing is available to all of us. Blessed are you, dear reader, when you know you depend on God, because His love will see you through. Pray with me. Jesus, thank you for loving and blessing us, though we don't deserve it. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.